Well, Declan, 2-4 to 1-6, a point in it in the end. What's your reaction?
Disappointing, Tom. Any game you lose, you're disappointed. And, you know, it's a very experimental setup that we have in terms of this competition. And but it's a match, you know, we felt we probably should have won it. And, you know, two goals, two very basic individual errors in the second half cost us there. And, you know, but listen, it's a learning experience for all those lads.
Yeah, leading 3-2 at half-time, having played against the Hill, one would have felt that you would have pushed on in the second half, but it didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen. And, you know, a fair play to Fermanagh. They hung in there. We they got that penalty and we responded well after that, and I think we won 3 points up, and it's a game we should have seen out. But you know, we didn't have any leaders on the park, and you know, that's something that we're looking at. When we needed those leaders, we didn't have it, and you know, that last mistake then from Danny Monaghan, you know, it's a ball that should never have been played back in there, and we were punished, and quite rightly so. We were punished, and you know, Fermanagh won the game by a point.
Yeah, as I said, did reasonably well in the first half, but were poor. Didn't put away all your chances either.
No, we exactly, Tom. We didn't put away a chance. We had a number of chances. And if you look at the makeup of the team today, there was none of the real big lads there in terms of the physique. And, you know, we found it difficult to win that primary ball, to be quite honest. And, you know, a number of the lads that are involved with the seniors and are out injured at the minute, 8 or 9 of those guys are big six foot plus lads. And we didn't have that power in that middle third day, to be quite honest. And, you know, we just didn't take our chance. In fairness to Fermanagh kicked a number of bad free, easy opportunities wide also. But at the end of the day, it's disappointing to lose it, especially with the two goals that we conceded.
Yeah, but having said that, as you said, very experimental, and your hand is forced at the moment, given there's so many commitments to colleges and to the county senior squad.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, a huge number of players. And I mean, the under 21 final was on last night, and well done to Kilcare. They won the 21 final last night. So we didn't start any of those guys. We introduced some of them toward into the second half there. And you know, it's a learning curve, as I say, for a lot of these guys, and they're getting their opportunity. I mean, some of these lads will you know they're playing on the 21 level, and it's a high level. It's a different, you know, than whatever they were used to before. And some of the lads have not stepped up to the mark, to be quite honest. And you know, that's what we have a week ahead to get ready for a Mayo challenge. That, you know, I think they hammered Sligo there today, so it's another test for these guys. And it'll probably be much the same as we had out there today, because it looks like the seniors will get through to the McKenna Cup, so we probably won't have those guys next hour or later, and that's disappointing.
Yeah, and as you said, you are using these games as trial games.
Absolutely, they're trial games. The squad's going to have to be cut. There'll probably maybe one or two maybe introductions coming in, even that's not here at the minute. Some lads are coming from injuries and stuff like that there, but and saying that they're getting their opportunity at a competitive level. It's great to have this competition, to be quite honest. And as I said, the result's not to be all and end all. We still have 2 matches left in the competition, but no, for us in January, it's great to get these matches, you know.
Today set back, but if you want to get, well, you're going to get the extra game regardless, but get the extra quality game, get to the final, you probably have to win next week.
Oh yeah, we have to beat Mayo next week, and that's going to be a big enough ask. And you know, as I say, depending on what squad of players we can get out, but it's an opportunity for some of these guys to play against quality opposition, because Mayo will be one of the favourites to win this under-21 All-Ireland this season. They're the minor champions of 3 years ago. They're a very, very good squad of players, and you know, they're a big strong physical side. And today, the physique we had out there would not be anywhere near them to match them, to be quite honest.
2 games into the competition, 2 games into your preparations for your under-21 championships, have you learned much?
It's disappointing, you know, that it's so disjointed, Tom, to be quite honest, that we don't really have, you know. I could probably rhyme off the guts of maybe 15-20 players that probably will be in the squad that weren't here today because of other commitments with the seniors, and a number of guys carrying injuries at the minute. So that's disappointing, to be quite honest. But listen, we have to see these guys in action at this level, and you know, some of them will probably make the squad, some of them won't. But as I say, the result's not to be all nil. I don't like losing matches at any stage or at any level, but it was very disappointing just the way that we lost that match at the end, but sometimes maybe you learn more in a defeat.
Yeah, because those basic elements, and you can understand, I suppose, with the weather and the conditions, handling errors, misplaced passing, maybe guys going for the wrong option, not letting the ball in early enough.
Well, listen, you summed it up there, the match. You know, there was basic errors, there was handling errors, there was kicking errors, poor decision making, and from our point of view, we just hadn't leaders on the park, and the overall package in terms of that game there would have been disappointing.